Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Ooh, Blood River Radio family, I would like to thank you, all you people, so much for listening and for supporting the program, for keeping us on the hour, keep us on the air. We won't go back review too much what we've done. The first hour, we have Mark Tommy, who's a very brilliant guy. He came in. I called him on the way to the damn hospital last week and asked him, hey, Mark, could you take Blood River Radio? I said, we've got a great cast lined up. It'll pretty much run itself if you come in and take it out, just take him in and out of the breaks. But Mark did a fabulous job. I don't think many people could have done as good a job as he did, including yours truly. I just come in flat. He didn't have any idea that he would have to do that, but he did great. We had him on. We just got through having Sister Monica Schaefer on, another political prisoner. Now we have another political prisoner. I guess Blood River Radio could be the airways of the convicts, the political prisoners, which I'm very proud of. But the fellow we talk about now is Les Borey from Canada. We also have Paul Fromm on. They were on last week. I wish I could have been on because Paul Fromm was involved in this in the George Orwell Freedom Award. And Les Borey, I'm so proud to have him on. He got the George Orwell Freedom Award in Canada last year. So what we're going to do now, we'll bring these two gentlemen on. I'm crazy. I'm so crazy about both those guys. I feel like they're my blood brothers. I really do. They've both been in the fight a very long time. What we're going to do, Paul said he has about a 13-minute segment he wants to talk about, and then we'll bring Les in. But before we go to Paul to do his thing, we'd like to introduce both of them. How are you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing really well, Eddie, and I'm glad to hear you seem to be on the mend. We've had a lot of worries about you recently.
I'll tell you what, it comes and goes. I'm telling you, I hope I get straightened out all the way, like I told y'all during the break. I want to run the New York Marathon at least one more time. I've been told I'll be able to, but it's a long shot with a limb in the way. But I'm not giving up. That's for dang, I'm sure. And I'd like to also remind our audience, it's still tomorrow will be, some people call it Resurrection Day, some people call it Easter, whatever you want to call it. Just keep in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ, like we said on the first and second hour, died. He paid the sin price for all of you people out there. It's pretty simple. If you go to John 3:16, that's my favorite verse. That's all you need to know, really. I know people argue with me. They get in church and they have religious rituals and stuff they have to go through. But anyway, I'm getting off of the rabbit trail here. We'd like to introduce Les. I'm so glad to have you back on again. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Eddie, and I'm glad to hear you're doing a bit better. We're a little bit worried about you last week, so it's nice to see that you're running the show today. And it was nice to meet Mark last week too. He did a wonderful job.
Oh, Mark's a hell of a guy. He really is. He's been in a battle for a long time. He's an old Southern boy. Grew up in Arkansas, went to the University of Arkansas, got a degree from engineering over there. He's just a hell of a guy. He really is smart as a whip, as you well see. You can see. But like I said, Paul's going to lead us off. He said about a 13-minute clip he wants to talk about, and we'll bring Les in. Les is a political prisoner, and it's just pathetic that what they did. They did that, man. Hopefully, we'll get to cover some more of that. Because I'm gonna shut up after this. One thing, when I was with TPC, is to tell James all the time, we don't repeat stuff enough. Some things have to be repeated over and over, several times, because it's just human nature. They leave our memory, but certain things need to be pounded in there. And people like Les Borey have paid the price, a hell of a price, really a non-crime. And we'll have him on as soon as tonight. I'm so glad to have him on. But anyway, Paul, go ahead and tell us what we're going to do with this 13-minute clip. You got me on edge. I'm anxious to hear about it.
It'll just take us up to the break, and I too want to say what a great job Mark did last week. The show went really smoothly. I really admired him stepping in like that. What I want to talk about though is the enemy. or at least one aspect of the enemy, did us a great favor last weekend. Our Socialist Party in Canada, the New Democratic Party, or the NDP, had a leadership convention. And they chose a Jew, which wasn't too surprising. And that's not really the story. But there was a clip that got up on the internet of the proceedings. It was simply taken off CPAC, and that doesn't mean the Conservative Political Action Conference up here. It's a sort of public TV that covers public events. Anyway, it's available to the public on TV. And this was a session or a segment of a session where various delegates were wanting to speak on certain policy issues. And it was an absolute descent into madness. Some of the delegates were waving little cards of different colors, red and green, and I forget the other colors, but these were equity cards. I mean, they got to speak ahead of others. Now, you might have a card because you're a racialized person. That's the current bullshit. But it means you're not white. Or it could mean you're a Native Indian, so you're especially a special victim. Or it could mean you're sexually mixed up, you know, LGBTQ, XYZ, or trans, and or maybe you're disabled. And I'm not sure which card trumped which, but they got the chair thingy up there was, let me think, if it has breasts, it's a woman. I think it's a woman pretending she was, well, actually she said she was non-binary, which means she can't figure it out.
I mean, we're talking about that.
So anyway, this creature had short blonde hair, and it was brushed across the one corner of the forehead, and more people than you would imagine said it was a Hitler cut. A Hitler cut. So the episode started off with a woman very upset that a question period the previous day, a person with a victim card had given up her or his place to a white man who got to speak. And that was a big problem. Then a person who identified herself as a lesbian but was wearing one of these hijabs and launched into a long speech about this or that. And then concluded it by, "Thank you, Madam Chair." I always marvel at this, the fanaticism of trying to take a good English word, chairman, which could apply to a woman or a man, and because we don't want to have any sex in it, we call it a chair. So you talk to the chair anyway, Madam Chair, and the one with the Hitler haircut then said, "Excuse me, my pronouns are they and them and there, and non-binary," and eventually said she was a lesbian, and then later. And there were more people who got up, and everyone with a card was bitter and angry at other people. It was not exactly a loving convention with these victim cards. So if you had a victim card, you got to speak ahead of white men, and they were quite clear they didn't like white men. This collection of wacko clowns. That video is so powerful. Greg Gutfeld picked it up on Tuesday and did a 10-minute segment on his show, and that's probably the most watched evening show in the United States. The thing's gone universal. What a collection of self-indulgent, bitter, nasty, ugly freaks. turns out that the one with the Hitler haircut, well, her name is Adrienne Smith, and she's a lawyer in British Columbia.
My God.
She specializes in human rights cases, and she even tried to get a man I've spoken about before, Barry Neufeld, banned by the British Columbia Supreme Court from running as trustee in 2021. I don't know on what grounds, but she failed. But these are nasty, bitter, man-hating, Christian-hating...
it's funny, but it's not. It's so damn crazy. You just have to laugh sometimes. It is crazy. And you know what? Every one of those crazy son of bitches are just bitter. They hate themselves. They hate the world. They're just and they're miserable. Maybe we need to put them out of their misery. Anyway, people will be right back. This is a very short break. You only have about 2 minutes, so don't be gone long. We'll be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Real power, and it's true, is something you do take. That was Jock Ewing on the famous TV series of back, I guess, in the back in the 70s and 80s, and he was lecturing to his son, who his son was complaining, Bobby Ewing was complaining that his dad supposedly gave him the power over this oil refinery. They had a big oil company in Texas, and he was telling his dad, you gave me the power to run this thing, and now you're overruling me. And he's the one that told him the facts of life. Ain't nobody going to give you power, boy. Real power you got to take, and it's the solutions. And this here United States government, this is kind of a rabbit trail. Sooner or later, things are going to get rough. And if we're going to take power, it ain't going to be at the ballot box. And ain't nobody going to give us power. We're going to get that power. And I think you people know how we're going to do it. And but anyway, with that as a side, I guess we could bring in Bless. You've been sitting up there kind of the sidelines. How are you doing tonight, brother? You ready to rock and roll?
Oh, absolutely. Ready to go. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so glad. I'm glad to have you. Just chime in on, I'm sure you've seen some of these crazies. As a matter of fact, you were locked up in the crazies. For people who didn't listen to the program last week, you've been on before. Give them a little bit of background about what landed you in the gulag. Whose toes did you step on, and you and Paul take off on that?
Well, yeah, after the COVID vaccine murders, I figured we should do something. So So I called for action, and the government didn't like it much. And I pointed out a few people I thought were responsible. So I got a whole bunch of hate crime charges, hate speech charges, threatening charges. So they had me in jail for 23 months. They wouldn't let me out. And when you're in jail, held in custody, and not allowed out on bail, your chances to win the case go down. Their chances increase to convict you. And also, the sentences are harsher when you're sentenced, after you're convicted for being held in custody. So they put all these things against me. I wasn't even allowed to prepare a defense. I never saw my disclosure, all kinds of other things, right? So to make a long story short, I spent 23 months in jail after trying to stop the government, the police, and a few of their influencers from murdering the world with vaccines. And I tried to do my Canadian part in that, because that can all, the jurisdiction of Canada is all, within the borders of Canada, right? So that's why I was only asking people to act within our borders to make a change. Now, I didn't think anybody was going to come to my house with their guns and ammo. I really didn't think so. But I had to say these things to kind of put that out there, that this is a serious problem that we've got going on. I was hoping to get more listeners to my channel. And another thing I was going to do is, since no one was going to come, even though I think it was justified to, for people just to stop everything in its tracks and just end the tyranny right there. Basically, I didn't think anybody was going to come, so I was going to show them that people don't have the stomach for an armed uprising. And basically, at that point, the only thing you've got left is, two options: to die or to try a political solution, in my opinion. So I know everything's corrupt beyond words. But we definitely have to try that political solution. I see a lot of hope. A lot of people don't vote because they think everything's corrupt. So if we can convince them that we're different than the other guys, which shouldn't be hard to do, because a lot of people are starting to wake up. There's a great big noticing, as they say, going on right now. And we got to get out there and pick that ripe fruit. All this work that we've been doing on the internet and some other people, like over the radio in the past, you guys are internet radio. All these things we're preparing the battlefield for this very moment, where we have to get out there and start making political hay while this political sun's shining. People know what's going on, but even if everyone knows, there's nothing, there's no mechanism, there's no institution in place to make change, because your former political institutions are basically corrupt as hell, right? Republicans and Democrats are both on the same team. It's a uniparty.
Oh, sure.
They're all Zionist communist parties. And just like in Canada, all of them, I'm not going to name them all, but the entire batch of them, for the most part, the big ones, they're in the same position. They work for the same people as well, by the way. And China, Russia, all those guys work for the same people. It's just a big show going on out there. There's no difference between Putin and Zelensky. It's all a bunch of horseshit. Pardon me, I shouldn't swear. Basically, that's what it is. So, we're just trying to create an honest party for people to rally around, and then we can make change in our what we were talking about earlier with those people that you saw that floor, you didn't see, but Paul described at that meeting. That's our opposition. That's our door into politics. We're just going to displace those people. That entire party. They don't have very good policies, and our policies are better. We are a Labor Party. And basically, they're only like 7 seats ahead of us right now when you think about it, and a bit more organization. Now, they've got money behind them that we don't know about, I'm sure. It's my guess, right? Because if it's a big Zionist Communist Party, they have an unlimited supply of funds to fund these things, despite what it might appear to be the case when it comes to how many donors they have and stuff. But they're really well-funded. But basically, so we don't have the funding, but we've got a good platform on our side. We've got a lot of people that want change on our side. They just have to know we're there. So once we get out there and we collect up all those people and turn that into some political hay, I believe we'll have a change. Paul, actually, I had to apologize to Paul. He was actually, I believe, correct. It was a figure that he stated. And I tried to counter that, but I think I was mistaken. He was stating the facts from the most recent election provincially, and I was thinking of the one before that, so my apologies to Paul. But the difference was very small. It was just a matter of whether the votes were, or the people participating were above or below 50%, that's all. So, but it's still, the truth's the truth. But anyway, we're here now at a time when a lot of people are so disaffected with politics that they're either going to give up or they're quite willing to change their minds as to who they're going to vote for. Because right now they vote by habit. But those habits are up in the air right now. People are willing to change. I've been speaking to people on the street, and they are definitely easy to turn. Like a guy says he's conservative. Man, I walk away with a sale. You know, I pretty much turn that into a member. I just have to go back and meet him again one day, and that's it, to get him to sign. So we're changing the other parties. Other people voted for other parties as well, which I don't even need to name. And I've convinced those people to come on board with us and to vote for us. So it's really good. We're going to do very, very well. Once we get our message out to a mass audience, we're going to have a mass response that's positive. And that's what we need to do. And the enemy is worried about that. Although right now they're helping me. I noticed that this friend of Simon Wiesenthal Center, I think it was on Instagram, and some individual were promoting my candidacy here by telling people that I'm running. And they're basically saying that I was convicted of hate speech, and that's trying to make me look bad. But if people go to our website and they see what we've got going on, I think we're going to be in good shape, right? So there is a political solution. It's really low fruit when you think about it. The margin for success when it comes to how many Americans or Canadians you have to convince to help you is very, very low. It's totally doable if everybody pushes in the same direction. And I think it's going to happen. It's got to happen. I don't see why people wouldn't try and improve their lives instead of going into this Israeli world order where it's going to be like one is where Israeli world government. It's going to be like Bolshevik 2.0, but worldwide. So it might not be 110. It might be 2.0, which will be just a nasty thing. We don't want that.
Les, I have several questions for you and or Paul. I'll start with you. Number one, before I ask you the questions, what is the website? How can people get into the website into your website, Les?
Eddie, it's laborfirst.ca, and labor is spelled like the Canadian way with O-U-R, so laborfirst .ca. And if people are Canadian and they're listening, they can send us a membership form signed, like filled out, and that'd just be wonderful. It would really help us a lot. We just need 250 members to register. And now that the weather's getting better in Canada, I'm going to be getting on that myself a little bit more. So,
money is the mother's milk of politics. How can they get money to you? Could they? Is there any way they can contribute money on the website? Is there like a PayPal or anything like that?
Yeah, we haven't registered the party yet, so the party won't take any kind of money at all. But if they want to send money, there's an address there on the membership, where the membership form is, the contact. And I don't know if we have it on the contact. I think we have it on the membership form. No, it's the address where to send the form. If they want to send me some kind of a donation, that'd be fine. But it won't be through the party, though. That'll happen once the party's registered. And after that, that'll be an official donation. That way we can send people receipts. But anybody can send me a donation personally, like from anywhere in the world. But for the party in the future, only Canadians will be allowed to donate to the party. So that's how that would work.
One more question, and I have one more question. Now, is there, if I was in politics right now, right, that one of the issues I would bring into board to point out, some people might call it a dog whistle, I would heavily emphasize, you mentioned the Zionist Communist Bureaucracy Party, et cetera, who pretty much got the world right now. I guess... they probably even do have Red China some, because I know the Chinese, the communists built Red China. But I would be using the issue of the out and out genocide going on in Gaza, went on in Gaza, and I would emphasize the Judeo war, the Zionist war going on in Iran. They got the United States by their gonads, they got Canada by their gonads, but the United States is nothing more than a Jewish government. I would emphasize that in the bloodbath that's going on in Iran, and American soldiers are going to have to die there. People, we're right out of time right here. We got to go to a quick break. I'll be right back. Well, this is a 4-minute break. You got plenty of time to go use the bathroom, whatever. Be right back in 4 minutes.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. The shooting down of two U.S. military aircraft by Iran challenges President Trump's claim that Iran has been, in his words, completely decimated. Some analysts expect the attacks may have been from shoulder-fired rockets. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a federal judge halting the Trump administration's efforts to make sure colleges are not using racial quotas in admissions.
A federal judge in Boston has granted the preliminary injunction in the Trump administration's efforts to collect data to make sure that colleges and universities are not considering race when admitting students. Judge F. Dennis Saylor IV says the federal government likely has the authority to collect the data, but that the demand was rolled out to universities in a rushed and chaotic manner. The Education Department has defended the effort, saying taxpayers deserve transparency on how money is spent at institutions that receive federal funding. I'm Donna Warder.
Firefighters are continuing their efforts to contain a 4,000-acre wildfire in Southern California.
The Springs Fire in Riverside County, California, broke out Friday morning with heavy smoke and flames, prompting mandatory evacuations. By Saturday morning, Cal Fire's Tara Fernandez says firefighters were able to contain almost half the blaze, covering just over 4,000 acres.
We're feeling confident the winds have died down, so it's assisting us in making more progress.
She says so far no structures have been damaged or destroyed, and they're working on getting families back home as soon as possible. But she adds the winds may pick up, so there are still concerns. The cause of the wildfire is under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
The economic fallout from the war with Iran is driving up the cost of buying a home, even as other housing markets trend in many parts of the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows that vote days can come with unexpected problems.
Oh no, I dropped my lip balm in the water. I can't think of anything worse than the looming threat of potentially having chapped lips. Ah, it was ginger vanilla too, my favorite flavor.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
In his new movie, The Dragon's Prophecy, Dinesh D'Souza brings the new Middle East into focus.
Could the fate of the world, of humanity itself, be somehow tied to this place?
At long last, we have peace in the Middle East.
Israel and Christians are coming together in a way they have never been before.
But is this the end of Hamas and radical Islam? The Dragon's Prophecy is powerful, prophetic, a must-see movie. Now available on Amazon, YouTube, and iTunes.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Come in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to announce this to will be a sacred, the more sacred holiday than Easter. A Monday here in Memphrica, and I think it might even be federal, United States wide. There's the Martin Luther King Day, I believe it is. I've been told all the federal offices, the post office, the VA, the hospital, everybody be closed in honor of that stalwart of society, Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. They'll be honoring him, and it'll be his birthday. Can you believe that? You talk about rubbing salt in the wound of a Christian. Well, here we have tomorrow is going to be Resurrection Day. The day after that's going to be. They're going to raise up. In fact, when I see people coming to Memphrica, these white people, we have the Civil Rights Hotel downtown, the Civil Rights Center next to the Lorraine Hotel where Lucifer King was supposedly assassinated. And I'll tell these white people come from all over the country when I ride my bicycle down there. I'll tell them, oh, he has arisen. He has arisen. And he has a watermelon shack. You right down the street off here at Front Street, you can get chitlins and watermelon and fried chicken, all the good Southern soul food, buddy. But, that really pisses me off. We're going to have Martin Lucifer King's holiday Monday, the day after Resurrection Day. And I'm going to shut up and go back to you, Paul. I mean, I'm sorry I went off on that tangent, brother. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, when you introduced the last segment, you mentioned how he paid a big price for his views. And you have to understand, he had a small online podcast called Branford News. He had a small audience. He expressed his views. That was his crime. And the system sentenced him to 3 years in jail, but he served 23 months, unable to get bail, as most black criminals can. He couldn't. So because we credit you for time and a half, for time served, essentially, he served his sentence, 23 months. Now they want to, the Crown wants to appeal and increase it. But I like to see, so he got 23 months for expressing his views, and you had to seek him out and tune him in. And he wasn't standing on a street corner screaming at unwilling people. You had to want to listen to him. And for that, he got 23 months. Now, there's a Negro from Sierra Leone. And he ripped off seniors in Newfoundland and Labrador to the tune of about $174,000. One of these telephone scams. Your grandson has been arrested. He desperately needs bail. And it was kind of elaborate. He said he'd send around some sort of a courier who showed up in a nice suit, et cetera, to collect the money from the senior. Anyway, the Negro was eventually caught. And he was tried, and he was sentenced to 24 years in jail. Now, I was quite surprised. Well, that didn't stand. Court of Appeal this past week reduced it to less than 2 years, and that will be under house arrest so he can maintain the job he claims he has. So he essentially, for ripping off senior citizens, many of them very old, some of them lost what was left of their life savings, ripping these vulnerable folks off. There was real tangible harm done. He gets less time than Les Boyd did, and he gets to serve it at home. the justice system is absolutely effed in this country. It is rotten with cultural Marxists and people who hate us. They make endless excuses for black people. Oh yeah, it was said that, well, when this fellow was at university, he experienced systemic racism. Well, what does that mean? They let him into university. If the system was racially biased against him, he'd never gotten into university. Our system loves to make favored people victims, and if you're black or Native Indian or sexually mixed up, you're a victim. I keep watching for things like this, and you know, my contention is, if you do real harm like this Negro ripped off vulnerable people, conned them, took their money, there's real harm done. The system is very lenient to you. If you think what the system considers to be harmful things, or say harmful things, what they consider harmful, they come down like a 2,000-pound bomb on you. And it's just a total denial of real justice, in my opinion.
You know, fellas, I have an actual experience with an episode like that. My sister-in-law, I knew her before high school, years and years ago. Well, back in, I think it was December of 1993, she was trying to raise, her husband left her. She was trying to raise her only child on her, maybe she had a job with the city. And she was at an ATM machine withdrawing some money. We told her 100,000 times not to do that. Well, she only had $20 left in her name, American dollars. She went. She drew the $20 out. She was leaving. It was this black who standing right behind her. It was on plain on the cameras that they took to what happened. And he went in. He robbed her. We got her last $20. He left while she was standing there, still in the lights around the ATM machine. And then he came right back and shot her in the chest. And she drowned on her own blood. Yes, the witness came. There was a couple of witnesses. She was trying to speak, but she was gurgling. She basically drowned on her own blood. He shot her in the upper right lung, lobe lung. And he got a life in prison. But that feral animal did less than 5 years, because it's always Jews all the time. Just like Dave Gaharie said, it's always Jews all the time. Like stinking devil worshiping Jews. Lawyer, bleeding heart lawyer, got that feral Negro out of jail less than 5 years. That son of a bitch murdered my sister-in-law. I loved her to death. She died, suffered terribly the last few minutes, choked on her own blood. That's the justice system here in the United States, the same way it is in Canada. Because you know what? Because guys, I know you know this well as I do. We are ruled by that John 8:44, King James Bible, King James Version. At least I know that Jesus Christ told them, if not some preacher. Don't tell me what a preacher said to the Jews, or we got to go fight these wars for the Jews as Zionists. He looked at the Jews in the eyes and told them that they were their father, the devil. And that's exactly what those sons of bitches are. And I didn't mean to get off on that trail, but yeah, I'm just backing you up, Paul. The justice system is worse than a joke. It needs to be torn all the way down. Anyway, back to you, Les.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was saying.
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to say much except for I agree. I said the same thing. We're going to take the justice system and the whole, basically just a lot of the civil service back down to the studs. That's pretty much it.
Yep. I mean, it's got to be done pretty quick, and because it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm sweating. These Jews in Israel, you never know what to believe, but I hear that they're getting their heads handed to them. Are they going to nuke Iran? I mean, if those crazy Jew bastards, if they nuke Iran, I mean, all bets are off. They're liable to. They don't care if they bring the whole world down. Matter of fact, they brag about it. They call it the damn Samson option. But we're getting ready to go to our last break any second, guys. We'd be going just a minute. But, Paul, would you like to say something before we get up this? We'll be going any second at the break. But go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Reforming the justice system, replacing Marxist judges or judges that favor minorities over the white majority, the disadvantaged whites, they have to go. And these some of these sentencing guidelines in Canada that give special preference to Native Indians and to blacks, they've got to go. Justice has got to be fair and balanced. You don't get a discount because you're black.
Are there any surveys out there, Les? What do you think the chances are? Do you have any idea about how many younger people are waking up to what's actually going on? I know earlier in the last hour, Monica talked about, are we going to a break? I'll finish this question when we come back from the break. Be right back, folks. It's a short break. You got about 2 minutes. Get coffee, whatever you need, but don't be gone over about 2 minutes. Be right back, folks.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. We'll have a surprise caller in just a few minutes. I'm sure most of you people know who he is. I'll let his name remain anonymous till he calls in. Anyway, Paul, we had a great discussion during the break. I wish we had time to continue that on during the hour, but since that was a little bit complicated, I'll ask you this question. I think I know the answer. Is Canada a member of NATO?
Oh, yeah. It was an original member of NATO and still is, yes.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that, I see this Caesar Trump, the sorry son of a bitch that he is, he's trying to strong-arm Spain and France. He's threatening them, calling them bad names because they won't come in and join in on the war in Iran. He won't allow that.
Yes, there's an important point here. He's acting like a petulant child, stomping his feet and saying that, well, they don't want to do anything, so maybe we'll leave NATO. The NATO has a section in its constitution that an attack on one country is to be treated as an attack on all. Well, wait a sec. Iran didn't attack the United States. Israel attacked Iran, and the United States came crumbling in. That's not a NATO matter. Europe and Canada doesn't have a dog in this race. It's no different than when Reagan, probably for good reasons, attacked the little island of Grenada. NATO would not be involved. There was no attack on the United States. It shows, I think, leaving without getting into ancient history, it probably with good reason. But there was no reason for NATO to get involved. And I'd say there's no reason. Israel attacked Iran. The United States, as Israel's bitch, came right along in on that. It's their war. It's not Europe's. It's not Canada's. Certainly as a Canadian, I want no part of it. And if I had my way, we'd kick the Israeli embassy out of Canada. It's a nation beyond barbarism. That's going around assassinating people right, left, and center. They're no worse than black African savages. And the difference is probably the savage didn't know any better. The Israelis purport to be civilized, modern, and so on. They know better that what they're doing is profoundly evil. And I'm no defender of Iran or the mullah or the Ayatollahs, etc. But this is just plain wrong, wrong, wrong.
I could not agree more. They've led the United States, well, the entire, they being the eternal Jew, they have led the world into so many bloody wars, even going all the way back to the United States and Lincoln's war against the South. You know, the Jew money, the money changers, they were heavily up to their eyeballs invested in that war. Matter of fact, the Secretary of the Treasury for the Confederacy, for God's sakes, was a Jew. He fled to England after that war and took all of his gold with him. It's nothing. The more things change, the more they say the same. But everybody and his mama knows they got us into the World War Part A, World War Part A, World War Part B, World War One. And me and Monica said something about that. I don't remember if it was during the break or whatever, but they got that Balfour Agreement in. You didn't the whole damn the whole world into war, just for them. They don't give a damn about the rest of the war. We talked about how they got to Palestinian mandate. And we're always talking about hearing about the poor Holocaust, the poor Jews. I'd like to tell people there's an excellent book out there called, and I'm sure you know about it, Paul and Les, the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. It was written by, of all people, a Jew, but it tells the truth. It talks about the sheer barbarity, the unbelievable savagery that these well-armed, well-equipped Jews came into Palestine. They had arms from Comrade Stalin, from Uncle Joe Stalin. Money from international jewelry. They were armed to the teeth, and they used rape and arson and murder and mass terror to try to run those people to kill, murder, and empty the Palestinian area of everybody but Jews. And I know I'm going on a rant now. I got to shut up because that's people don't want to hear me. Listen, anyway, people, we have a guest on. Let's see. I've got my glasses on. We have a fellow here. He's on the air. He probably wants to ask you guys a question. I know I don't hardly have anything to say. Usually people want to talk to our guests. Anyway, we have a great guest on here, and I believe he's here now, isn't he, Lizzie? Well, hello there, dear guest. To introduce yourself to the audience out there, young fellow.
Well, Eddie, it's actually just me.
Oh, well, how are you doing? Hey, we got two great guys on. I'm sure you don't need to ask me anything because, I have to struggle to have answer any question. It's so great to have you to call in. So how do we deserve this honor, young fella?
Well, all I was going to say is, number one, I wanted to thank you publicly and, of course, congratulate you on another great show. We've been tuned in. But I wanted to call in these last few minutes before the end of this show to let everyone know that before they hear from you again next week, you will begin another trip around the sun. Eddie the Bombardier's birthday is coming up in a couple of days, and wow. I wanted to be among the first to wish you a happy birthday. You were so kind and so thoughtful and so generous to wish my daughter a happy 16th birthday a couple of weeks ago, and it meant so much to me and my family. And I always think about you, Eddie. I think about you, and I think about Shiloh this first week of April. And all these years we've been together, my friend, 25 years going back to that campaign for the State House and then, you know, the dawn of TPC in 2004, almost a quarter of a century now. And it's gone quickly. It's gone fast. And, you know, I hope we have many more years together. But I just wanted to call in and interrupt your show to let everybody know you've got a birthday coming up. You deserve to be celebrated for keeping this show on the air for as many years as you have with Blood River and the great job you're doing. Happy birthday, Bombardier Eddie.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I always call James Sunboy because I'm so much older here. And me and James brought me on board. We talked about this in the middle of the hour. Of all things, I was talking to Lizzie and Sister Braveheart, Monica Schaefer, about this history of Liberty News, of the Blood River Radio, and the history of TPC, how James said one day, casually, years ago, we were both a lot younger, hey, man, we got this thing, this radio show called Political Social, you want to come and chime in? I said, well, I guess I couldn't hurt anything. But before that, we were friends even before that. But I'm choked up now. It's hard to choke me up, but I don't know what to say.
Hey, the whole thing is, Eddie, and we use this word a lot. I don't think we overuse it. I think we use it just the right amount. Maybe we don't use it enough even. But the word family, there's hardly an episode of TPC that goes by where we don't mention family this, family that. We're talking about the audience. We're talking about each other. Friends like Paul Fromm, for God's sake, he goes back with us as long as we do, and he's been there since the beginning. It's just like he was always there. And so as the years continue to go by, and, you know, a little older, maybe a little slower, maybe a little sharper, I don't know, just depending on your standard of measurement. But each week, another show and more work has been done. And we have to remember one another, and we have to take a moment to pause and congratulate each other for the work. And, you know, again, people like Paul, you –
that's really classy of you, James. That's really good. What is the date of Eddie's birthday?
If I'm not mistaken, it's April the 6th. That is correct.
And you know what else? I have to share my birthday with Martin Luther King. They're having shouting the whole thing. Yes. For God's sakes, the day after Christmas. I mean, but we all know that he sets in. In fact, every time people come to Memphis, I tell them he has arisen. He has a chitlin in the watermelon shop just right down the street down here. You know, it's just. But I can't thank you enough, James, for calling you. I'm floored and talking about little Lizzie's birthday. And I'll tell people again, I was there before that child was born. Me and James were friends before, and I can't believe if you look at her now, you never believe that. Believe that she's turned it. We used to play horsey. I throw her and Henry around the floor. You wrestle, get them hopped up on that ice cream. Lizzie likes a little. She likes the chocolate chip mint. Get them hopped up on sugar. Get them all stirred up, and then Danny has to take care of them. Yeah, we didn't have to turn them over to Danny. Me and you would do the show, and sometimes we had to have a little bit of that wampum water. But we always said that was the secret to our success.
Sometimes
I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for wishing me a happy birthday.
Well,
it will be Monday.
I tell you, it is Monday. Happy birthday. Paul, always good to talk to you, if even for a couple of minutes tonight. And I got to say one thing, Eddie. You know, we're in the middle of Confederate History Month. Every month is Confederate History Month here on the river. But we're kicking it off and going to go through it till April. When we get to May, we need to do a Back to Basics show where me, you, and the counselor, just the three of us, for a full 3 hours like we tried to do last year. And hopefully this time you're you're staying in good health. But we need to do that and just get back to it. And anyway, God bless you. Happy birthday. God bless you, Paul.
Tell the family I said hello.
Happy Easter, James.
Yes. Hug Danny and the kids for me. Yes.
I sure will. happy Easter to everybody. Of course, we're about to go live on TPC. We've got Pastor Brett McAtee, Rich Hamblin's favorite, coming on for an Easter message and some more fun, too. But God bless all of y'all, and I sure will, Eddie.
Well, God bless you, and God bless you, Blood River Radio family. God bless you, Paul and Les. God bless you, Lizzie. I don't know what to say.
Birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, y'all. I'm really about to get in tears here. That's the damn sure. Thank you, Miss Teenage America. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Les. Thank you, Blood River Radio family. Well, it looks like another one's in the books. God willing, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Good night, everybody.